don't know who I am, it's blazed up there on the stage. Hi, everybody. My name is Christian Kuhn. I am the co-founding and lead pastor of Urban Church. My pronouns are he, him, and his. I'm running along Make Michigan on the trail, on the path. And it's a morning, and I'm feeling really good, and so I pick up the pace a little bit, and as I start going, I see a guy ahead of me, and I'm like, I can take that guy, and I start running. And then as I get closer to him, I notice he is not wearing any shoes, no socks, barefoot. And I'm like, wow, look at this guy. And so then I slow down to take this whole guy in. And so I start running and just kind of watching him. And as I'm doing so, I'm a little nervous just to ask him. I'm like, how can you do this? But other people are coming the opposite way. And I can tell as they come his way and they look and they stop and they kind of look and they point, but then they keep on going. And I stay behind this guy until finally some other guy comes up and he stops and he goes, dude, no shoes. All right. And the guy just kind of waves, and he keeps on going. And I am grateful. Can we use this instead?
Yeah. Am I too loud?
Too loud? Oh, there we go. Okay. And I'm grateful for him to point that out. And I can understand. I don't know why he was running with no shoes. I don't know if it helped him with his balance, his arches, whatever it was. But in some sense, you could kind of understand. For those of us who go to Lake Michigan time and time again and find peace there, it makes sense. I'm going to take off my shoes in this holy and sacred space. It's holy ground for so many Chicagoans. What is holy ground for you? What has been holy ground for Urban Village Church? We've never owned a building. So in some ways, we have nowhere to go. And in many ways, this church has had a very expansive definition of what holy ground is. For churches, often they will see their worshiping space as holy ground. So let's give it up. We've already done some of this. But for those of you who can remember, the Spertus Institute for Jewish Studies on Michigan Avenue, Wicker Park Lutheran Church, Bethany Retirement Home in Andersonville, Chicago Theological Seminary, St. Matthew's United Methodist Church, East West University, the Edge Theater, the Chopin Theater, River Forest United Methodist Church, the Vitim Theater, all of these places have been holy ground. But they have also gone beyond that too. Holy ground has been so much more. And that's why I'm grateful for this passage from the book of Exodus. We may know this story well. Moses is a stranger. He's in exile in a strange land called Midian. It's a land he fled to from Egypt because he had murdered an Egyptian for abusing a Hebrew enslaved woman. He's tending to his father-in-law's sheep on the slopes of Mount Horeb. And then, of course, we know the story. God calls out to him and says, Moses, Moses. Moses turns aside and he sees this amazing scene, this bush burning up, and Moses has a sense something very important is about to happen right here. God continues to call out to him, and then he says these amazing things. He says, remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. I've heard and read this story so many times. I'm like, oh, there's the burning bush over here, and maybe there's the wilderness, and it's very beautiful. But it wasn't until I read a writing from Frederick Buechner a few weeks ago that it made me look at this passage totally different. Now remember, Moses is there, and he's tending sheep. And he's standing there, and God says, remove your sandals. Now, I rarely do this, but I have to say, to give it some oomph, of course, Moses is standing there. There's the burning bush. God says, take off your shoes, remove your sandals. And Moses looks around, and he probably, first thing he thinks is, there's sheep shit all over here. And my apologies for the kids who are in the space here. And God wants me to remove my sandals here? What if I step in some of this stuff that is all around me, and God says, this is holy ground. And Moses says, this is holy ground? What I'm about to step into, this is holy ground? And God says, this is holy ground. And as I think about these past 14 plus years of doing ministry to you, I've realized I have been in so many places, holy ground, in unexpected places. I'm standing at a hotel on Michigan Avenue in a lobby at Hilton, Chicago, and my wife and I have gone down. Can I give a shout out to my wife real quick? We are talking about starting this new church. We live in Highland Park in the North Shore. For those of you who know Highland Park, very lively suburb, great schools. Our kids are there, and somehow God keeps saying, I think I want you to move into this city and help start this church. And so we stayed at this hotel for the weekend, and we're looking for housing in the South Loop. And friends, if you want a romantic getaway, don't also go house hunting. And so we were looking all day, and I'm sitting in my room, and I'm exhausted, and I walk down to the lobby, and I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, what am I thinking? I mean, nobody moves from the suburbs into the city. It's the opposite. How can this be? And then I have a sense that God says, take off your shoes. You are standing on holy ground. And Lord, but what about my kids and all of the things? And I had a sense that God says, don't you think I love your kids more than you do? And so I said, who am I to do this? And God said, I will be with you. I'm standing on the red line. And I notice, I look up, and we spent thousands of dollars for this marketing campaign that caught the attention of so many people saying, we love gay people, we love straight people. We love Sox fans, we love Cub fans. And I'm standing there, and it's one of the first times I see this, and I'm like, this is amazing. And I want to tell people, that's us. And I'm standing there, and I have a prayer devotional in my hand, too. And so I'm so holy that I'm praying on the L train. And I'm standing, and this woman starts up a conversation. And so I start talking to her, and she said she's going to court that day. And she said, you know, I've always, it looks like that's a prayer book. I always could use one of those prayer books. And I have a sense of God saying, take off your shoes. You are standing on holy ground. And I'm like, God, I'm on the red line. Take off my shoes here. And God said, you are standing on holy ground. And I said, Lord, who am I? And God said, I will be with you. And so I offered my devotional to the woman, hoping she would decline it, but she took it. Got off at the next stop, and I never saw her again. And I pray somehow that devotional was helpful for her. I'm standing on Monroe in front of what is now the CIBC Theater. Back then, I think it was at the LaSalle Bank Theater. Maybe it's the Bank of America Theater. I'm losing track of all of the name changes. But we're standing there, and it's Ash Wednesday. And the Book of Mormon is playing at that theater. And we're standing there, myself and a guy named Trey Hall. Trey is watching us, I think, right now. He texted me just a few minutes ago from London, so give a shout out to Trey Hall, who's with us today. Many of you know Trey, and so many of you have done the Ash Wednesday thing. You've been out on the streets as well, and so we're standing there on the sidewalk, but that's not enough for Trey. Trey has to walk out on Monroe. Hey, everybody, Ash is over here, Ash is for all. And I'm standing there thinking, God, this guy never stops. What is he doing? And God says, take off your shoes. And I said, Lord, I'm on Monroe here. This is the Book of Mormon. People are not wanting this. And God says, take off your shoes. And I said, who am I? And God said, this is holy ground. I will be with you. I'm standing on North Orleans Street in front of St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. And just a few days before, a grand jury had decided not to indict a New York police officer in the chokehold death of Eric Garner. And there are protests throughout the city, and we start talking about a staff. We are going to stop traffic. And that put a pit in my stomach. I'm a rules-obeying kind of guy a lot of times. And so I thought, we're really going to, oh, how about the sidewalk? But our staff says no. And so we walk out on Orleans, and we are standing out there, and cars are starting to stop, and they're beginning to honk at us. And I have a sense of God saying, take off your shoes. I'm like, Lord, I am stopping traffic on Orleans. And God said, this is holy ground. I will be with you. I'm standing there in a karaoke bar in Chinatown. And I'm there with Tyler Sitt, one of our church planting residents, and he is about to go off and plant a church in the Twin Cities. And I'm there. Rich Havard is there. Rich is here today. I've got great pictures of Rich and Tyler, who may or may not have been drinking a little too much that night. And I'm standing there, and we are singing at the top of our lungs, singing all these songs and celebrating Tyler about to go off and do this new thing. And I'm standing there, and I hear God saying, take off your shoes. I'm Lord. It's a karaoke bar in Chinatown. And God said, this is holy ground. These are just two of the people that you are sending out into the world to do an amazing thing. And I'm so proud to have been a part of sending so many people into ministry to start new things. And I said, Lord, who am I? Who am I to stand here with this microphone and singing these songs? And God said, I will be with you. I'm walking on Halsted at the Pride Parade. So many of you have done that as well, and we are walking down this street, and people are yelling and cheering, and I am overcome with the emotions, all of this, and so we're handing out flyers telling people about this church, Urban Village Church, and I stop before this young woman who has rainbows all over her face, and if she put one more thing of beads on her neck, she would probably tip over. And so I hand her the flyer, and she holds my hand, and she looks at me, and tears are welling up in her eyes, and she says, thank you for being here today. And God says, take off your shoes. And I said, Lord, I'm on Halsted right now. This is the Pride Parade. And God said, this is holy ground. Take off your shoes. And I said, who am I? I'm a middle-aged, straight, white guy. And God says, I will be with you. And this woman won't let go of my hands until I give her a blessing. And I do. And I say, God loves you. And she says, thank you, with tears running down her face. I am in Thatcher Woods, out near River Forest. It is in the middle of the pandemic. It is January. It is single-digit temperatures with below wind chill. And we decide we have got to get out and do some worship somehow. And so we have this dumb idea to go out in January and walk around and pray. I mean, it's freezing cold. And I'm standing there, and there are about 8 to 10 people standing there. And I'm like, I am too old for this. And I hear God's saying, take off your shoes. I'm like, Lord, it's January, and there's snow on the ground. And then I look over, and I see a woman named Judy, who's 25 years older than I am. Judy, this woman who grew up in South Korea and has been part of this faithful remnant at River Forest United Methodist Church, and she's there and smiling. And I hear God saying, this is holy ground. And I'm thinking, who am I to try to pull this off, to bring together this established United Methodist Church and this new thing? Who am I to do that? And God says, I will be with you. There are so many other places. LaSalle Street on an Earth Day March, softball fields in Union Park, Chicago River cleanup, Lower Racker Drive with the Brig Project, all of these times. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. I will be with you. I will be with you. And almost every time I'm like, who am I? Who am I? And God is with me. And it's not just as I think about the times when we did all that, the hospitals blessing babies, or meeting with members struggling with depression, walking down Martin Luther King Drive and in Bellwood saying, Black Lives Matter, all of these things. And it's not just Chicago. It's in Chemnitz, Germany. It's in Houston cleaning up after a hurricane. It's doing weddings in the city and the suburbs and in Tennessee and in Detroit and in South Carolina. Standing in all of those places, and God keeps saying, take off your shoes. This is holy ground. Friends, there are places that are true places of holy ground for each of us. And it's easy for us to take off our shoes, but I have a secret. No matter where you are, no matter what is surrounding you, no matter what piles of dung are around you, God is there. And it is holy ground. And we are invited to take off our shoes and do something audacious and risky and, yes, bold. And if your immediate response should very well be, "Who am I?" then you are in good company. Because every single time that we ask that question, from the time of Moses to today, when we say, "Who am I?" God always says, "I am with you." And you will take off your shoes, and you will do that audacious and bold thing. And someone will come along and say, "Hey, no shoes." And you will say, "Yes, because this is holy ground. Because God is here in the lakeshore, and God is here in the sheep manure, and I am here too." Thank you for joining me on this holy ground these last 14 years. I can never thank you enough for you here today, for everybody watching online as well. Thank you to all of you for joining us on this journey of holy ground. The places that we shared were holy before we arrived, and those places will remain holy after I leave because of the work that you have done and will continue to do. And so, join with me. This is holy ground. Take off your shoes. God will be with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.